Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. As a pastor, I've been privileged to be a part of some of the special and sacred moments in people's lives. We're there for many of the highs and there for many of the lows, and I've done my fair share of weddings and my fair share of funerals as well. And this thought occurred to me this week as I was praying, just reflecting, and that is, what is worth living for? Just turn to somebody and ask them, what is worth living for? This was the thought that I was on this week as I was praying. And Romans 14, 8 through 9 says, if we live, it's to honor the Lord. And if we die, it's to honor the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Christ died and rose again for this very purpose, to be the Lord both of the living and the dead. And I just, I think of that sometimes as we walk with each other in life and we seek to encourage each other in the high moments and in the low moments of life, that God is all around us. God is in our journey. God guides us in this journey. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about what is worth living for. And if we touch on that, also maybe we should touch on another question: what is worth dying for? What is worth living for? And what is worth dying for? Is there something worth living for? And is there something worth dying for? I believe we gain greater understanding about our faith by asking important questions like these. So today, we're going to dive into this. What is worth living for? There are many trivial things in life that we get consumed with. Lots of things that are in our culture, and the more time and attention that we give to those things, we find they grab our focus, and there's notifications that distract us. There are goals and objectives that we have, and some are given to us by God, and some are just self-imposed goals. But what's worth living for? What is worth pouring your life and your time and your energy into? Is it money? Is it a career? Is it fitness? Is it entertainment? Is it relationships? What is worth living for? Some people lose purpose and they become like ships without a rudder, just being tossed around in the ocean. Sometimes we become like that when we lose our focus, when we lose our perspective. Sometimes we set goals and we have aspirations only to forget them or lose them to the different challenges of life. But I want to tell you that without clarity, the journey can begin to seem meaningless. Without clarity, the journey can seem meaningless. And this was the point that Solomon reached at one point in his life. He reached this conclusion in Ecclesiastes 1:2. He said, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Now, we know that that's not true. But the Bible has this here to show us even a brilliant mind can lose perspective. Right. Without something to live for, we lose our drive and determination. Some people have lost their passion because they don't know or they have forgotten their purpose. They have forgotten what they're living for. Knowing what you're living for is powerful. I watched my great-grandfather. He was up there in years, and he was kind of in that place where he was about to transition, and the doctor said, hey, tell all the family come and see him because he's about to pass. Yeah. And all the family came together and they started singing songs about the Lord and telling stories and testimonies. And sure enough, he revived. He came back. because purpose is meaningful.
Yes.
Having something to live for is powerful. I've seen people come off their sick beds, even their deathbeds, because they had something to live for. Purpose is that powerful. So the question is this again: what is worth living for? Some things have deeper meanings than others, and I think that's clear. We can live for something superficial, but that focus won't last. People that live for money will lose their focus eventually. Yeah. People that live for material things, they will lose their focus and lose their perspective. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There's a path before each person that seems right, but ends in death." Why is that? We need God to sanctify our path. We need God to get involved in our path, because without God's interruption in our path, guess what? It ends in death. It ends in destruction, other translations say. So some goals will leave you empty in the end.
Yes, it will.
You can chase them. Sometimes you can even achieve them, but they won't fulfill you in the end. Is that really worth living for?
Yeah.
Jesus said in Matthew 16:26, "And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your own soul?"
No.
So many times we're chasing things. Chasing things that don't matter, or they don't matter as much as we think they do. And Jesus was reminding us of that, to weigh things and decide, are those things actually worth living for? We have to do an audit of the things in our life and the things that drive us, and see if they're truly worth our attention, truly worth living for. The psalmist gave us some great perspective when it comes to something worth living for. This is what he wrote in Psalm 42, 1 and 2. He said, "As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go to meet with God?" The life pursuit that David had was not the crown. The life pursuit of David was not wealth. It was not victory in combat. The life pursuit of David was the presence of God. To see Him, to find Him. If we were to ask David what he was living for all those years ago, I believe he would tell us that it was the pursuit of God. The finding of God. The pleasing of God. And I believe that is the greatest pursuit, the most worthwhile pursuit. And that is something worth living for. The greatest and the most encompassing thing that I've found is to seek God, to find God, and to please God. The greatest and most encompassing thing that we can do in this life is to seek God, to find God, and to please God. That is a life worth living. That is something to live for. After all that Jesus has done for us on the cross, His generous love, His gracious sacrifice, His redemption, He is worthy of living for. He is the purpose. He is the way, the truth, the life. He's worthy of our life's purpose. He's worthy of our life's greatest ambition. Romans 14, 8 and 9, I'll read it to you again. If we live, it's to honor the Lord. And if we die, it's to honor the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Christ died and rose again for this very purpose. So the Lord both, He's the Lord both of the living and the dead. So the other side of the coin is this. If there's something that is worth living for, there must also be something that is worth dying for. I ask myself, is there something worth living for? Yes, Jesus. Then there must be something worth dying for. Something so important to me that I would be willing to lay down my life to make sacrifices or to make the ultimate sacrifice. What passion, what zeal to be willing to put everything on the line for something or someone. Jesus said in John 15, 13, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend.
Right.
Now, Jesus, of course, was talking first and foremost about himself on the cross, but he was also talking about us and challenging us. It was also meant to be this challenge and command for us to pick up our cross and lay down our life. So what are you willing to lay down your life for? Some people are willing to lay down their life and some people are not. A lukewarm person does not have the passion to lay down their life for someone else. A lukewarm person does not have the passion or the zeal to lay down their life for someone or something. When someone is lukewarm in their faith, they are missing the passion behind the mission of Jesus. A lukewarm Christian is missing the passion behind what Jesus did on the cross. He risked it all. He gave it all. The apostles gave it all. The early Christians, many of them, gave it all. And sometimes we miss that. We miss in our comfortable state, in our comfortable culture, in our comfortable nation, we lose what is really worth living for. And we lose what is really worth dying for. You see, a passionless faith is a lukewarm faith. And Scripture tells us a thing about lukewarm faith, doesn't it? Revelation 3:16. But since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. So God is not looking for lukewarm or dispassionate Christians or followers. He's looking for people that have zeal, that have passion, that are willing to live for Him, and willing to die, or willing to lay down their life, willing to make sacrifices. So God desires passion, passionate faith, passionate sacrifice. God is looking for people who will lay down their lives and live for Him. So that's a question to ponder, right? Am I willing to lay down my life for something, for someone? I would lay down my life for my family. I would lay down my life for those that I love. I would definitely lay down my life for Jesus.
Yes.
I believe sometimes we don't stand up enough for what we believe.
I hear it.
Sometimes we aren't willing to lay down our lives. Sometimes we remain quiet when we should speak up. God wants to give a passion, give us a passion for Jesus, a passion for what's worth living for, a passion for what's worth laying down our lives. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are bold as lions. God wants to make us bold. Look at somebody and say, God wants to make you bold. Yes, even the soft-spoken person, even the introverted person, God wants to make us all bold. Maybe you're saying, I don't know if that's me, but I believe God is saying, yes, that is you. That is all of us. Righteousness, this is what God has in mind for us. Righteousness, boldness, standing up for what is right. Look, in a culture, and I'm not just pointing out the American culture, but culture in general, in every nation has wickedness in it. So God is calling for us to stand up in a culture full of wickedness so that God can have a righteous people shining bright among the darkness. What is worth living for? What is worth dying for? There is something about righteousness that will make you bold. Righteousness will make you bold. When we take time in God's presence, exploring God's character, becoming more like Him, we will become bold about the right things. God is a defender of the weak.
Yes, He is.
God is a redeemer of the broken. The more we explore His righteousness, it makes us want to stand for what is right. The more we explore the character of Christ, we will become bold against wickedness. The more righteousness grows in you, the more you will be provoked to be bold for the right things. The righteous will be bold as lions, Scripture says. I'm excited about a new season in our lives as Christians and in our culture that we will become more bold. I believe God wants to move us to become more bold in our faith, to become bold as lions. So what if you are faced with hard choices? What if following Jesus costs you something? Will you still follow Him? What if following Jesus isn't popular at your job or in your family? Will you still follow Him? What if following Jesus causes you to lose certain friends? Will you still follow Him? If people criticize you and speak against you, will you still follow Him? Laying down your life is hard. We want it to be easy, but Jesus never promised easy. Jesus promised transformation.
Right.
And there's something about transformation. It's never really easy. It's hard work. It takes sacrifices. So it comes with surrender. It comes with sacrifices and at times it comes with suffering. But know this, all the hardships that we endure pale in comparison to what He has given us. Everything that we're called upon to sacrifice, everything that we're called upon to give up, everything that we surrender in our pursuit of Jesus is all worth it in comparison to what Jesus did on the cross, how He redeemed us, how He brought new life and a new covenant and healing into our lives. If we live, it is to honor the Lord. And if we die, it's to honor the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Christ died and rose again for this very purpose, to be the Lord both of the living and of the dead. And there really comes peace when you settle in your heart what you're going to live for. There comes peace in your heart when you have settled, this is what I'm willing to lay down my life for. There are words that Joshua said that really resonate with me and I'm sure resonate with many here. Joshua 24:15, he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
Yeah.
Is that something that you would say today? Yes, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua was willing to serve the Lord even when it meant going to war, being outnumbered, trusting in God, putting his life on the line over and over again. There is a peace that comes from giving your all to God. Now ask yourself, am I willing to give it all to God? Am I willing to give it all away for Jesus? Are you willing to go where he says go? To do what he says do? Say what he says say? Even if people come against you for doing it, are you willing to follow Jesus like that? Have you found that Jesus is worth living for? Have you found that Jesus is worth laying down your life? Psalm 91, 1 and 2 says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. I don't know about you, but I want to dwell there. In his presence, in the shelter of his wings, that's where we find peace. That's where we find protection. Even if I go through seasons that are difficult, or that I suffer, or I have to endure persecution, I'm willing to do it because he first loved me. He died for me. He redeemed me. He purchased my salvation. I have found what's worth living for. And I found what's worth dying for. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. As we go throughout the week, as we meditate, what is worth living for? And also, what is worth dying for? I have decided to follow Jesus.
No turning back.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What a dynamic statement of faith. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Will you bow your heads? Let me pray with you today. God, I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives. God, I thank you, Father, for what you're speaking to us in every season, but specifically in this season and specifically on this day, God, how you're encouraging us that even in this world, that when things are shaken, God, your word said everything that can be shaken will be shaken, but we know that what won't be shaken, and that's what's built on the rock. So God, we want to build our lives on the rock. We want to pursue the rock, which is Christ Jesus. We want to live for Jesus. We want to put it all on the line for Jesus. We want to lay down our lives for Jesus. God, I thank you that you would give us such a peace. You would give us such a resolve that God, for better or for worse, God, that we have decided to make you our focus. God, that we're not going to turn back, no matter what the temperature of our culture, no matter what things look like on the outside, no matter what things look like all around us. 1,000 may fall on our side, 10,000 on our right hand, God, but we know it's not going to touch us. We know, God, that you are going to be a shield about us. We know, God, that we are willing, Father, to stand up for you. God, give us courage. God, give us boldness. God, in every season, God, but specifically this season, God, I thank you that you're calling for boldness. You're calling, God, Father, for righteousness. God, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this time. God, give us the grace to walk in that. Give us the grace to walk in obedience. Give us the grace to walk in boldness. In Jesus' name. And as heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I've kind of drifted in my relationship with him, but I really feel like today I need to reconnect. I need to connect with Jesus. I need to recommit to him. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. 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 That's so important. The most important decision that we can ever make is to say yes to Jesus or say, yes, Jesus, I'm coming back. Because without him, it's impossible. It's impossible to please God without Jesus. It's impossible to live and have a clean slate from our sin, from the things of our past, without the power of Jesus and what He did on the cross. If that was you and you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer right where you are. And everybody that agrees with this, you can say this too. Jesus, thank you for what you did on the cross. Thank you for loving me enough that you laid down your life. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins and giving me a fresh start. I receive your free gift of salvation. And I'm sorry for the times I've missed it, the times I've sinned, the times I've drifted. I realize that I need you. Jesus, lead me, guide me, sustain me, give me strength to live a life that pleases the Father. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.